BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Reactivating your feed.
Part 3 of the Lovecraft Investigations, the cult drama podcast from BBC Radio 4. This is The Shadow Over Innsmouth.
According to all available records, there has not been a single death in this town since Eliza here passed in 1897.
We set out on two apparently separate stories. I was going to America to look into my family history.
There hasn't been a Fisher here since...
1928, I know, but...
You bring them back!
While Matthew Haywood went to Iraq to figure out what happened during the missing few weeks that I experienced there.
First timer. Panicking, perhaps, because she didn't intend to kill anyone, but calm enough to at least cover her tracks long enough to get clear of the area.
You're saying she.
An unusual symbol had been carved into the stone wall beside the door. It looked like a man holding a trident with the tail of a fish where his legs should be.
Some kind of superstitious thing, I think. Dogon or Dagon.
And we both found things we weren't expecting to find. And those two stories came together just as the coronavirus pandemic swept the world.
They say the governor might start locking the state down, essential travel only. So the bus operator in Newburyport, they suspended the route out here for a while.
She has to get out of Innsmouth. However you do it, you need to get word to Kennedy to get out of there right now.
To say it didn't end well is...
Let me through.
I'm so sorry. We locked the door at 10 o'clock and I've quite forgotten. It's a force of habit, I'm afraid.
Is there someone out there?
Is there...
I think someone was following me.
I can make out some shapes. People moving around a fire.
Either I've gone as crazy as everyone else who disappears down these rabbit holes, or there really is something in it.
Matt? Matt? Matt!
I'm Kennedy Fisher.
Hear The Shadow Over Innsmouth, or listen to the story from the very beginning. Subscribe to the Lovecraft Investigations on BBC Sounds.